Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Lives. And this is a lesson learned episode, and it's a lesson that I was reminded of. It's something I had learned already, but I was reminded of it, and I thought it would be helpful to share because, like I say, and why I do these episodes is because when I make mistakes, I'm the guinea pig for you. So you can learn from me, and I'm happy to share what my failures, my lessons, and this is one of them. And it's kind of funny. It's a funny story, actually, but it is about assumptions. And if you listen to the title or read the title, yes, I made an assumption and it was not true. And assumptions can really hurt us and really harm relationships. I don't know if you've ever heard of this little ditty. It helps you understand why assumptions are bad. I don't know if the ditty or it's a breakdown of the word. What assume means, if you ever heard this, assume, when you assume, you're making an ass out of you and me, because it's A-S-S-U-M-E. So that's a good way to look at what having an assumption really does for you. Not good things. So the definition, actually, I looked it up, is a thing that is accepted as true or as certain to happen without proof, or that did happen, because it can be a past thing, which it was in my case. So my assumption had to do with my bathroom carpets. It sounds so, so silly. Okay. Everyday stuff. Just in our everyday lives, we have assumptions. The story is, I bought two new bath mats at Costco. I didn't like our bath mats we had. They were really small and flimsy, and you'd step on them and they'd wrinkle and ruffle, and I just did not like that. So I happened to be at Costco, and Costco had these great bath mats that were really cushiony and perfect color for my bathroom. So we have two sinks in my bathroom. I bought two mats and I brought them home and I was all excited about them. My husband's like, why did you buy those? And we don't need those. And I'm like, because I wanted them. And they're so cushiony and they make your feet feel good when you're standing at your sink, brushing your teeth. And so I got them and I put them down and I would go into the bathroom and they would be away from the sink. So our cabinets, picture this, you've got your sink and you got cabinets, and then you have your carpets, your bath mats underneath. So I like, and again, this is really a silly story, but it so accurately shows what assumptions, how bad assumptions can be and how they can harm relationships. So the bath mat, both of them were away from the cabinet too far, and I didn't like it. So I pushed them up towards the cabinet. And the other thing, the other problem is that one of the cabinets is close to our bathtub. And so if the bath mat comes away from the counter too far, it like will hit the bathtub. So it's just my personal preference to have the bath mats close to the cabinets. So I noticed when I would go to the bathroom that every time I'd push the bath mats close to the cabinet. And then a few hours later, I'd go in there and they'd be a couple of inches away from the cabinets. And they were like consistently like that. And it wasn't like one was more pulled away than the other. And then I'd push them back. And then I'd go away for do what I do during the day. And then I'd come back in. The next time I come in the bathroom, they would be out away from the cabinet again. And of course, I only have my husband I live with. And he's the only one who could be moving these carpets, right? These bath mats. And he did kind of criticize the fact that I bought them. So I thought, well, he's coming in here and moving these carpets. And that's so silly. So I would move them back. I figured if I moved them back more than he moved them back, he would get tired of moving them back. I think that's what I thought. So this went on for a good 2 or 3 days. Multiple times of me pushing them back, assuming he was moving them because he wanted them further back. So I finally confronted him about it. Well, confront is kind of, I feel like confront is kind of a word of like, you kind of like attack somebody or accuse somebody. And it wasn't quite that bad, but I did assume he was moving them. So I said, why are you moving the bath mats? And I kind of said it with a laugh. Why are you moving the bath mats? And he's like, I'm not moving the bath mats. I'm like, well, every time I go in there, they're pulled away from the cabinets. And I keep pushing them back. So if you're not moving them, how are they moving? And he said, I have no idea. I had to believe him because nobody else is here. I don't think my dog was going in there and pulling them away from the cabinet with his mouth. And maybe if it was one, I would think that, but there were two of them. And they were kind of evenly away from the cabinets. So I was dumbfounded, but this just goes to show you that what you think is real and true is probably not. So I, being the scientist I am, was like, okay, I'm going to figure this out. There must be something here. So I took the bath mats and turned this. Remember I said they were cushiony, super cushiony. In fact, the first couple of days before I got used to them, like when I'd approach my sink, I would trip into my sink pretty much because they had a little bit of a like inch rise to them. So I turned them over and the mats have these holes in them, all these little holes in them. And it's part of the design to make them so cushiony, I imagine. And so the holes weren't evenly symmetrical holes. One end of the holes was like narrower. They're almost like teardrop shape. And so I thought, something about the design of the bottom of these bath mats is causing them to pull away from the cabinet. Because I thought, is our bathroom floor not level? For some reason, it's slanted away from the cabinets. That thought went through my mind. But then when I decided to look underneath at the bottom of the mat, and I saw those very slightly, different shaped holes, because if you just glance at it, it almost looks like they're similar on both ends of the hole. But if you look really carefully, one end is just a little bit narrower and one end's a little bit thicker. And so I was like, I had this brilliant idea. I was like, okay, I'm going to turn them around. And so the other side, and I would have never noticed this if I laid them down. It was a 50-50 chance. If I laid them down the opposite way, they would have never inched away from the cabinet. And we wouldn't have had this assumption. But it was a great lesson to learn about how the most obvious things that has to be true. It has to be fact. he is moving those carpets. And it was not true at all. And so now I've solved the problem of my bath mats coming away from my cabinet. Hallelujah. I now have no problem. My bath mats are tucked right up under there on the cabinets, and they are not moving an inch. Every time I go into my bathroom, I smile at my scientific mind being able to figure that out. And so, yes, that was an assumption. So I have today, and it's going to be a short lesson, but I did a little digging and I found this blog about assumptions and some tips about assumptions. But I did find it's called Motherhood Community, by the way, motherhoodcommunity.com. But anyways, Google finds wonderful things. And so when we want to research stuff, all we need to do is Google it. But she shared this quote by Don Miguel Ruiz from The Four Agreements. And it said, I love this quote, "We have the tendency to make assumptions about everything. The problem with making assumptions is that we believe they are the truth. We could swear they are real. We make assumptions about what others are doing or thinking. We take it personally. We then blame them and react by sending emotional poison with our word," end quote. So I thought that was great. And so the recommendations on like just checking in with your thoughts is essentially what you got to do. Because when we assume, sometimes we don't even, like, what if I never asked him? I kept going in there and moving the carpets and moving the carpets and moving the carpets. And until maybe one day I was like so frustrated, or I just left it and then I was like disgruntled about it. So anyways, but we don't like address it. We don't communicate through it. If it's something, so we don't even realize we're assuming a lot of the time. So the first thing is to have this awareness of your thoughts and to acknowledge the possibility that it could be an assumption. Acknowledge the possibility that it might not be the actual truth. And when you are doing this, think of my bath mat story. Because that, to me, there was no options. It was the truth. So, and then what I thought was so valuable is that you give the person the benefit of the doubt. Don't expect the worst. Expect the best, especially if it's a relationship you care about. You should be leading with love, not criticism. And so that was a big lesson for me because I didn't really do that. I was quick to criticize, quick to not lead with love. And number three was to ask quality questions. And so the perfect example from this bath mat incident was, I asked him, "Why did you do that? Why are you moving the bath mats?" And I might have said it with a smile on my face and jokingly, because we kind of have this sense of humor in our relationship, thank God. And he didn't like react negatively, fortunately, but because he just thought I was crazy that he was spending time moving the bath mat. But I could have asked instead, if I'm actually giving him the benefit of the doubt and leading with love, I could have asked instead, "Are you moving the bath mat?" That's the benefit of the doubt. Assumption that he is, that it's the truth and he is doing something intentionally is the, "Why did you do that?" And so I'm not questioning like it's an assumption at all. So ask quality questions, ask better questions. And number four is question what you believe to be true. Always check in with, you know, the possibilities that it's not true. A lot of times our assumptions are made from things we overhear indirectly. And we don't even have the whole story. And so always question what you believe to be true, because oftentimes it's tilted and tainted with a perception we have or beliefs we have. And then the fifth thing is tip, the fifth tip as it relates to assumptions, is to listen with your full attention. So when somebody is responding and reacting to you, listen, lean into that, that you're not like changing the meaning, that you're really listening wholeheartedly and not twisting their words to have different meaning based on your beliefs. And so like just an example is that when I was listening to his response back, I still didn't believe him. I still had huge doubt. Why wouldn't I have believed him when he first said, I didn't. But yet I wasn't really allowing him to speak truthfully because I was dismissing it. The words that were coming out of his mouth, I was dismissing in my head instead of really fully leaning into the listening. It's almost like when you fully listen, you hear past the words. When you're fully listening, you're looking at their eyes, you're looking at their body and their physical movements. And that's what you need to pay attention to, and not just the words that they're saying. And it goes back to that, give that person the benefit of the doubt. So after he said three ways to Sunday that he didn't do it, I finally was like, well, okay, but this is really a mystery. So then I went to my scientific brain and figured it out. So the question is there anything that you're assuming? Is there anything that you're thinking that's harming a relationship? Because assuming and not communicating and not listening and not asking better questions or even asking questions at all are actually the four poisons to any relationship. That's what this quote was just the blog person wrote that. And I thought, oh my gosh, so true. Assuming, not communicating, not listening, and not asking questions are poisons. And it's any relationship, not just your spouse, your partner. It's your children. It's your coworkers. It's your neighbors. So we need to be better communicators, and we need to stop making asses out of ourselves and others. Although I think you make more of an ass out of yourself than the other person. So yeah. And so I guess the question is to end with is, what are you, or what have you assumed that is harming a relationship that is totally not true, and that you just haven't been a good communicator? You haven't been asking the right questions. You haven't been listening. So I'd love for you to ponder that and see if my story helps you in improving whatever relationship and really negating that assumption. Because I betcha the chances are highly likely that your assumption is really something crazy. The truth is something crazier than you can imagine. It's not a part of your belief system, because you can't go there, right? Because you're assuming something different. So when we assume, we also block other options. When I assumed he did it, there was no other option. There was no option that it was possibly something in the design of the carpet, of the bath mat. That was not an option, because I only had one way of looking at it. So that is my lesson for today. The lesson in my lesson, the lesson of my lesson that happened to me. I'll be back next week with another lesson. Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at notyouraveragegrandma.
If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.